Thank you, Madam Vice President. On behalf of the Gulf Center for Human Rights and the Yemeni Archive, thank you for this opportunity to address the Republic of Yemen's UPR adoption. All parties to the Yemeni conflict, national, regional, and international, have been committing grave violations since 2014. The de facto control of territory is divided amongst the government and other armed groups. While the UPR process is a state-to-state process, we would like to acknowledge that a significant part of the country, including the capital, has been outside government control for many years. We would like to highlight that the recommendations discussed below are relevant to all sides to the conflict. Thus, we hope the states with influence on the armed groups will take note of these concerns and use their own influence on them to encourage respect for human rights and the recommendations from this process. We are encouraged to see that Yemen accepted all 12 recommendations to enable or improve humanitarian access. However, while Yemen accepted 2 recommendations to consider joining the Convention on Enforced Disappearances, it only noted the 8 recommendations to actually stop the practice. 5 states have recommended ratifying the Rome Statute, which would be a powerful step towards accountability. Yemen has merely noted these recommendations. Yemen has yet to accept the 5 recommendations to stop arbitrary detention. While it accepted 3 recommendations to enable civil society, it only accepted 3 of 7 recommendations to protect the freedom of expression and has not accepted the 2 recommendations to protect human rights defenders or the 4 on protecting journalists. GCHR and the Yemeni Archive have documented the enforced disappearances, arbitrary detention, and trials that fail to meet international standards for human rights defenders and journalists who dare to criticize those in control. Some of these cases have also been raised by the UN procedures. The failure to accept any of the 10 recommendations addressing torture or the 10 to end or reduce the death penalty are very worrying. We urge the government of Yemen and other armed groups to create an environment where human rights are respected and protected. Thank you very much.